Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from the beautiful confines of somewhere deep in the heart of Louisiana is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's great to finally be back with you.
Yeah, Rob was sort of laid low. Everybody's been catching something. I guess it was just that time of year.
Right.
I guess it's just that time.
On the other hand, oh my gosh, as the news kept rolling on, ready or not.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to jump in?
Sure. Where you want to go?
Oh. Okay, so I got a late Christmas present. In fact, you and I did. Millions of us did. Before we get into all the minutia, let's talk about the elephant in the room in Illinois and California.
Okay.
So, after the Bruin case, lots of states, all the anti-gun Democrats, but I repeat myself, those states threw just tremendous restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms. In California, it was particularly egregious. You could see where they cut and pasted from the carry killer bills in New York and New Jersey. And then a judge looked at and said, no, I'm sorry, that doesn't fly. No chance. Not even close. It's all enjoined. Then, as you would expect, now it didn't make it to the Ninth Circuit. It was an appeals court in California who said, wait, there's no such thing as gun control in California. Every restriction is just fine. So the judges saying that those laws were unconstitutional, couldn't be put in place, that was turned over. Then that was appealed to an emergency appeals panel. And they came out on the side of liberty in California.
Yeah.
So we have this bizarre situation where there were all of these accumulated infringements in California. They got wrapped up into one big bill, and we're going to go through them. Well, okay, that meant that rather than pick each one of those infringements apart, case by case by case, over decades, they got wiped out in one go. We have an odd laboratory of freedom in California. And if you'd said, we're going to pass an anti-gun bill, and when it gets turned over, it will flip all of the gun control in California in one throw, I'd have thought you and I were drinking and I should go out and try some of what you're having. But that's the way it turned out. It's wonderful. I want to go over some of the insane restrictions. To be fair, similar to what we saw in Oregon, similar to what we saw in Washington State, New York, New Jersey, Maryland. You ready? Because
yeah,
it's okay. Now, remember, all of this comes back from a historic story that says, oh, yeah, in a courtroom, you should be disarmed because the state is providing the security there. Everybody gets disarmed except for the bailiff and the deputies. Well, then the state goes, yes, but what about hospitals? Why is there armed security in hospitals? Mental health facilities, by the way, including the parking lot. What, is there a security guard there who's going to ensure that there are no weapons? And not only that, people are going to behave in the parking lot of a mental health facility, nursing home, a medical office, and a dock in the box, one of the urgent care facilities. places where medical services are provided. You know, these pop-up COVID clinics?
Right.
You're telling me that that is a secure medical facility and I need to be disarmed because the state's providing security? No way. And that's what the judge said. No way. You still retain the right to defend yourself and your family. Public transportation, including vessels. Oh, a ferry. Or the terminal, including the parking lot again. Business establishment where intoxicating liquor is sold for consumption. You know, that's every, what's sort of the lowest level, an Arby's, a Denny's. You know, the fact that you can get a beer there means these are gun-free zones.
You can get a beer at Arby's?
Well, Applebee's.
Lots of Applebee's.
There we go. And then it says all public gathering and special events. Wait a minute. What is that? we're having an event where, yeah, they announced they planted some trees downtown, and therefore, since it's a public event, the state is providing. Now, here's the catch that I love. Okay, if those are gun-free zones and someone is hurt, is the state liable for failing to provide security? Oh, no, we're not. They're not liable. Okay, then you never picked up the mantle. So, therefore, it continues to rest with us. It goes on and on. Now, here's something I noticed just because I lived in California. They said parks and recs, Department of Fish and Wildlife, any of that property, except areas where you're hunting, were gun-free zones. We used to have a fish and game park where we would conduct firearms training. So the place where you're going to conduct firearms training is a gun-free zone?
Mm.
This is insane. Anyway, it's a beautiful story. Finally, the judges got it right. I wouldn't have expected that. Let's jump all the way to Illinois. Did you add up the stats there where they had a assault weapons ban and nobody came?
I have not added up the stats. I have seen the stats, and it sort of is reminiscent of New York, when they had their assault weapon ban or their assault weapon registration that they were going to grandfather in, and you just had to register them. I think they got like less than 4% registration.
In Illinois, it was less than 1%.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so here's the part that I like. Millions of ordinary gun owners said, you know what? This might get turned over in the courts, but your courts have shown that they are in no way reliable and trustworthy with our freedoms. So, you know what? While you sort this out, we're going to ignore the law. We saw the same thing in San Jose, where they had magazine bans, pistol brace bans in New Jersey. They have these gun control laws, and since all the honest citizens know that the criminals certainly aren't complying,
right,
they decided they'd not comply too.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's great.
That's just the way that goes. I mean, that's one of those things that they have, they've really sort of brought on themselves.
They have.
That blatant disregard for all this stuff, because I guess back in the 90s they would have complied. Would you agree with that? But not now, not with all of everything else that's happening in those locales. We're coming up on the first break, so before we get into the first break, for those of you that would like what Mr. Morse talks about and what he may be referencing and everything, there's more than one way to find out what he's doing on the days he's not here. Tell them how to find you, sir.
I write the Slow Facts blog, 2,100 articles waiting for you there. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. I also write and host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, also once a week.
A very unique podcast of its type, where it gets out there and does a little after-action review on an actual armed self-defense incident with another gun instructor. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. Operate at Staccato. We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate
at Staccato. We know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. We were just talking about a few things that have occurred here and there. What else is on your mind today, sir?
Oh, do you recall that New Jersey and California would set up gun control research groups in their state universities, you know, funded by taxpayer dollars to say, oh, isn't gun control great? And I always wondered, okay, where are the good guys talking about how guns save lives? Well, about time. I like it. This one is out of Ohio. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost commissioned a study. I think it came out of Bowling Green. And they said, you know, we just had constitutional carry imposed. What's happened to crime? And they go on a city-by-city basis. Well, one, they found crime involving firearms decreased a lot. The averages were about 20%, 22% in Parma, 18% in Akron and Toledo. Now, there were some states where it increased a little bit, Dayton and Cincinnati, but they said, look, when the honest people carry guns for armed defense, crime goes down. We told you this. Now we've got the data. And I went, thank you, because it's not lots of people. Bill, you see this problem all the time I'm sure on WORD when you talk to people, they bring their preconceptions rather than the facts.
Right.
And here they go, oh, more guns would lead to more violence. I go, not if they're in the pockets of the honest people. I mean, it's not what we see. We just conducted the experiment again. We had similar results in Texas. Now we have similar results in Ohio. Those are big states. We're not talking about a few dozen people. We're talking about, you know, millions. Huh. Okay. Now, you don't have to believe it if you don't. I mean, we're allowed to keep our prejudices, but now we do have some facts to argue about.
Right. And that's always inconvenient, though. I find that as always. That always seems to be inconvenient for them, but you know, we're fighting against the narrative, and the narrative is, first of all, is bad. The stuff they say is just stupid. It's unbelievable. We're going to make you safer by making you defenseless. That's a stupid thing to say. That's a stupid thing. That's a stupid proposition to make in the first place. Then they take it a step further. It's not just that. They take it a step further. They go from there and say, in addition to this, we know that these laws are not going to affect criminals, and yet we're going to push them anyway. Because more guns equal more crime. And then in the end, you know, they can't point to any gun control law that has ever stopped a single crime.
Right.
So, and I guess they think this is, you know, like I said, the 1990s when we didn't have as much internet and we didn't have access to information other than from the big media outlets. And now they just look ridiculous. Yeah. They look ridiculous saying what they say and doing what they do because we do know the other side of the coin. And it's not actually the way they say it is.
Here's John Lott just took a nationwide, he does this at least once a year, if not more than once a year. He looked at all the constitutional carry states and the states that still have permits. And he said, well, lots of us are carrying concealed. In fact, more than ever of us are carrying concealed, but the number of us with licenses went down slightly. And to me, and what John doesn't cover in that is that this is marvelous news.
Yeah.
Fantastic news. It turns out that permits a tax. And when you quit taxing something like firearms instruction, you get more of it. So the fear is, oh, my neighbor won't be trained and now she can walk around with a gun. But in fact, what happens is, now that you're not taxing your neighbor, she's got more money to go spend on that carry class. And that's, in fact, what we see. We saw it just a hand over fist in Texas. Previously, we saw it in Arizona, and they documented it pretty well. So, I mean, think about it. The self-defense student take less, take fewer classes when you tax those classes. It's just as if, okay, were they going to go get a permit to ride a motorcycle? If you threw a $1,000 tax on that, you'd get fewer people taking instruction. Anything that reduces political corruption, though, I think that's all for the better, because there were some cities that put just insane fees on here, and carry permits were often a way for sheriffs and police chiefs to punish their enemies. You had that traffic ticket last year. No permit for you. I'm head over heels happy that a lot of that's gone away in state after state.
And, I'm sure they'll twist that loss of license thing, but I would hazard a guess that there's probably more people carrying guns now than ever.
I think,
and,
yes.
And that number just adds to itself every time they get out there and publicize crime.
Right.
The stuff that they try to publicize to gin up the fear, I think that has a whole different sort of effect than what they're thinking it's going to be. And that's the fun part for me. That's the fun part.
Here's something that I don't understand. The state where we see the most carry permits is Alabama. In some counties, almost 2/3 of the adults have their permits. Statewide, it's about 28%. But that's also a constitutional carry state. Is it what? Everybody's going, they're traveling next door to Georgia and Mississippi, and therefore they need their permit? I don't know what it is. Now, I think the permit is really inexpensive. So, okay, maybe they got used to it. They want to stick with it, and it'll change in a decade. But there's a gun culture effect here, and I'm not sure how that's playing out.
Well, I got a question about that when we get back. But tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, 20 minutes once a week. I write the Slow Facts blog a couple times a week. My writing's picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens.
Indeed. Check him out. He's just asked a really interesting question, which I've got another counter for it, and we're going to see where that goes. Just because we can. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve has opted to maintain current interest rates, postponing any potential rate cuts until later in the year. Another meeting is scheduled for March. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson declares that a bipartisan border bill anticipated to clear the Senate is unlikely to progress in the House. During his inaugural floor speech as Speaker, Johnson accused the Biden administration of attempting to transfer responsibility for the border crisis to Congress.
Since President Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas assumed office, there have been more than 7 million encounters with illegal aliens just at our southern border alone.
Johnson says President Biden does not need congressional approval to close the border. Israel's military is receiving criticism for its recent strategy aimed at preventing Hamas from utilizing its approximately 350 miles of underground tunnels in Gaza. The approach involves flooding those tunnels. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Rob Morrison. You just asked a really good question about why there's more permits in Alabama, even though it's a permitless carry state.
Right.
And here's the thing. And I'm sure you've seen this too. There are a lot of misconceptions among the non-gun owning public. Like here in South Carolina, I'll get asked, where do you register your guns? Which we don't have a gun registry, so I'll say, we don't. And they'll ask how many rounds I'm allowed to have, and I'll be like, as many as you can carry. And they'll ask me, can I carry around in the chamber? And I'll be like, of course. So the non-gun owning public, when they're just beginning to be curious about what this is, when they come into it, a lot of them don't have any idea what's going on. Is it possible in the state of Alabama, for example, that in certain places they don't publicize the fact that they are a permitless carry state? I'm sure at the gun shops they probably do, but I mean, how many people go into a gun shop wanting to be all chatty when that's their first gun they've ever bought?
Right. Yeah. Interesting. They don't know what they don't know yet.
Yes.
Okay.
And the reason I bring that up is because, you know, in Iowa, we just had this rampage here. In Iowa,
yeah,
teachers can be
another
armed.
Another trans kid.
Yep. Teachers can be armed in Iowa, but the majority of the teachers in Iowa don't know that.
Yeah.
And I'm of two minds about that. First of all, if you're that disconnected from what's going on, and I know there's lots of people that don't want to be involved in politics. The only problem is the same acts, you know, you've seen these gun people get out there and go, I don't want to talk about politics, I want to talk about guns. Well, unfortunately, without politics, you're being able to talk about guns and actually handle them is sort of jeopardized. So
right.
you at least have to have a working knowledge of that. And if you don't have a working knowledge of it, and then something wakes, you know, something creeps up on you one day and all of a sudden you're not allowed to have this or that or the other. That's your fault because you were asleep at the switch. So do you think there's a, you know, is that the low info voter? Is that what we characterize as a low info voter?
Well, and, okay, so how are they going to get smarter? Meaning, is there a local NRA chapter? Is there a rod and gun club that's welcoming and the, has essentially a, hi, if you don't have a gun before, here's some of the things you might not be familiar with. Yeah, we keep assuming that everybody grew up in this culture. And no, there are a lot of steps on that ladder between where you start and where you end. So good point. Yeah. Yeah. We need more. And that used to be at various gun shows. Remember? Now in California, that's literally a dirty word.
Yeah.
I wonder
where they're allowed.
I haven't looked, and maybe we need more gun shows because, oh, big sign on the, near the local convention center, gun show this weekend. Yeah, that's how people learn about. And okay, so we just need the guy going, you know, stump Bill Frady. What's the most foolish question you can ask that you think your neighbor might have forgotten? I like it. That's what we need.
Well, and like I went to this Friends of the NRA thing before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, you know, you got some people that are completely dialed in. Then you got some people have no idea what they're there for. And when you start pointing things out to them, they're like just mystified. It's like I'm saying, and then the flying saucers came out of the sky. Just the look of wonder. And all of a sudden, lights began to switch on. And we saw that a little bit during COVID, didn't we? When people in California were out there trying to buy guns and they were like, they rolled in there. They probably, what was the proposition that they backed here recently with all the gun control in it, the latest one? Whatever it was.
SB2.
Yes. So, well, not that one, but the one before that, before COVID.
Where oh, they yeah. They had to
wait for 10 days to pick up the gun, right? So
yeah.
They were going in there buying the gun. They were like, I need to take this with me today. And they're like, well, you got to wait 10 days. Well, but I need it today. Well, did you vote for that gun control thing? Yes, I did. Well, this is that gun control thing. You got to wait for 10 days.
Right.
But then they found out, you know, that the thing is, they were all told it was easier to buy a gun than it was to buy a book or a stalk of celery or just name it, just anything. It was easier to buy a gun. And,
yeah.
The slow rolling education that they were getting at that point, I wish they'd share that. Wish they would share that.
Yes. Yes. Oh, speaking, okay, you brought up California. Did you see where the Gun Rights Policy Conference will be in San Diego this year?
No, I did not. But I haven't ever been to one of those things. I don't have the time. My schedule is so bad right now. It's going to be hard for me to go to the NRA show. So,
and there are two thoughts in that regard. And since you brought up California, they do have what they call Gun Prom, the San Diego chapter, which is, hey, come meet your other firearms advocates. You guys are changing politics. And besides, you get to take your best girl out for dinner. And I think they're going to stack the Second Amendment Foundation's Gun Rights Policy Conference on that. They've been doing great work there. And I interviewed one of the guys there, and you need to go. Meaning, Bill, if someone hadn't gone to that Friends of the NRA dinner, they don't know what they're missing. Oh, we should do that in my town. Yes, you should. Now, you don't need to invent it. Go see what it's like and then take what they did. Say, hey, do you have kind of a playbook I could use to bring this to my city? Yes, they do. Yes, they will. Except in California, people forget there is a gun culture. There are about 10 counties that are anti-gun. They have huge populations, L.A., Bay Area. but the rest of the state is Kansas. And we need to remind the rest of the state that you're not California, you're not Santa Monica. Here, make that culture come alive and pass it on to your neighbors. So that's going to be exciting. Now, again, a bunch of people are going, oh, a gun rights policy conference, and you're having me go someplace where I can't carry. Yep. Yeah. I understand. Just like having it in Chicago, because we had 2A advocates fighting the fight in Chicago. We have them fighting the fight in San Diego. We want to we don't always get the battles we want, but we got to say, hey, you're doing a good job. Thank you.
I'm going to have to ask Alan Gottlieb about that next time I talk to him, because here's the thing. I understand taking the fight where the fight is. I get it. As a matter of fact, the gun control people should be in these places where all the gun crime's happening, which has the most gun control. I know why they don't go, because that would look bad for their, quote, narrative, end quote. But at the same time, I probably will never go to a gun rights policy conference just because of I don't go anywhere I can't carry a gun.
Right.
So that'll probably be something I don't ever partake of, unless it actually happens to be someplace where they recognize the Bill of Rights. I'd go there.
Hey. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we're coming up on the next break. If you'd be so kind as to once again reiterate how they could find you and the things that you do.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. We describe how our neighbors saved lives every week. 20 minutes, snack food of a podcast. I also write the Slow Facts blog a couple times a week, 2,100 articles waiting for you there. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Somehow, Bill and I find something to talk about.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, despite all that, there's always something to talk about. We'll find it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. How do you want to finish this today, sir?
Well, there's plenty of news, and it's a little bit heartbreaking. I want to share it with you and hear your take. There's this 13-year-old boy in Ohio. He was arrested. Thank goodness he's got some serious issues. He had planned to shoot up a synagogue in Ohio.
Right.
So his punishment is to write a book report about a Swiss diplomat who saved thousands of Jewish people during World War II. He's, because of his age, again, 13, he's not charged as an adult. He's charged with a misdemeanor of inducing panic. And I'm going, I hope that there's a whole lot more of the story that didn't make the news, like, and this kid's in therapy for the next 3 years and we're going to monitor him because that's scary insufficient. I don't know that that helped the kid heal. When we go to Massachusetts, I see something that's almost equally crazy. This guy's been arrested for his third drive-by shooting. Now, just carrying the gun without a license, that's almost 4 years of prison time. But the fact that he pulled the trigger, again, now you're looking at a maximum of 6 years, and I think the guy was going to get out after less than half that, where we have this bizarre situation where carrying the gun without a permit seems to get a heavier sentence than actually trying to murder people.
Right.
I'm just, what the heck is going on in Massachusetts? It's bizarre. And I think that's, we've seen Democrat politicians basically out themselves that way. Yeah, you gun owners are the problem. This guy's not a legal gun owner. Why are you letting him walk away when he tries to commit murder? It's crazy. Anyway.
That's the I guess it's local. The judicial process, I wouldn't live in a place with a judicial process where that kind of thing is going to happen. Now, I know a lot of people can't do anything about that, and I understand that. But by the same token, right now, as of today, nobody's holding a gun on anybody and making them stay wherever they're living right now. So if they want to, if they're going to be out there and have these things occur,
which in some cases, that's going to happen. In some locales, that's going to happen. If you're going to be there, you're there voluntarily.
Yeah.
It might be difficult. It might be hard. You moved from California to Louisiana.
I did.
Now, did you move from California to Louisiana for any other reason besides you just wanted to?
Well, yes. Literally, working in engineering startups was getting impossibly hard in California. More and more startup money went to other states because they said, look, if I do it in California, I can only fund it for 3 years. If I'm willing to do it in the Midwest, I can get 5 years of funding for the same dollars. And on top of that, I wanted to try living in a free state. I really enjoy it.
Well, that last sentence, though, explains it all. I mean, California. And the thing is, all of these places like California, New York, and everything else, they're hollowing out really, really slowly. And I hear a bunch of people getting out there saying that they're importing all of these immigrants so that they can try to boost up their congressional makeup again.
Right.
But they're in the middle of losing their congressional makeup at the moment. And at the moment, illegal immigrants don't get to be counted as part of your complement of citizens. So right now they're playing a game that on the one hand it's hamstringing themselves now that they're getting shipped to them and everything else. You know, now that Abbott is shipping them to them, and you know, DeSantis is shipping them out, and they're getting quite creative with this.
Did you hear the alderman in Chicago who goes, yeah, we never figured that if we turn Chicago into a sanctuary city that you'd give us illegal immigrants. Really? Really? It's like, how were the drugs for the last decade? Really? You're just now waking up?
Yeah.
Wow. Do we have time to do a defensive gun use story?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I ran into this one, and I thought it was so spot on. Here's a gal. She's home Monday night, her ex is outside, and she, you know, probably intoxicated. Story doesn't say. He kicks down the back door, and she is armed. You know, hi, I'm armed. Don't do this. She stays in the home. He goes and kicks in the front door. She stays away from the door. She's doing what she can to avoid a confrontation. Finally, the guy comes in the house, trying to chase her down. She shoots him. He runs away. Okay, fine. What a lot of people have in mind is this scene from a John Wick movie where somebody breaks into my house. I'm going to step out in the open. And you don't have to. You need to identify someone who comes in. This lady stayed concealed as this attacker kicked in both doors looking for her, and she's hiding. She's around a corner. She's around a door jamb. And no wonder she won the conflict, because he can't see her and she can see him. The reason, why would this matter? Well, if he's disarmed, maybe you could allow yourself to be seen, but you don't know what he's brought. Is he, okay, maybe intoxicated, we don't know. But if he has a gun, you don't want to turn yourself into a target. And I thought that was so squared away. Was it done out of fear? Was it done out of forethought? But that's the issue that I see, is at 10 in the morning, it's hard to be smart unless, I'm sorry, 10 at night, unless you've thought about these things ahead of time. That's why I really enjoy self-defense gun stories. Bill, thank you for letting me talk about it here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The supposition, I guess, is that you're going to confront them and intimidate them. Is that what it is? You're going to get out there, and when they see you, they're going to run?
I don't know why.
Why you'd be breaking cover?
Because it makes a good scene on all the John Wick movies you saw.
Sure, yeah.
But that's the No, don't do your firearms instructor will tell you, don't stand out in the open. We're not doing this for movie shots. We don't want to ever become a target. So, as you were mentioning earlier, when people don't know what they don't know about armed defense, they ask some questions like, well, don't I need to let them see that I'm home so they'll run away? No, you don't. There's nothing that's supposed to be fair. They broke into your home. You're there to defend you and your family. That's all.
Yeah. I would see. This is the thing about self-defense. Self-defense is not. It's not getting up, facing the guy at 10 paces, going, feel your hand. Self-defense is winning the fight. There's no rules right. to winning the fight. I saw a self-defense shooting here in a South Carolina barbershop where the guy was sitting there and they walk in, they start robbing a place. He's underneath the shroud because he's getting his hair cut, but he pulls his gun underneath the shroud. And as soon as they walk by him, he starts popping him in the back and he wins.
Right.
And that's righteous to me. That's how you win a gunfight. Gunfighting is not about rules or anything else. It's about winning. And, when I saw that thing, I think I saw that where they John Wicked him and showed up and all this other stuff. I think I might have read about it. Anyway, listen, thank you for joining me today. I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you feel better. Good stuff. How do they find you?
My pleasure, Bill. Take care.
Yes, sir. How do they find you?
Oh, that's easy enough.
Yeah.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. It's on every podcast player. I write the Slow Facts blog. slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. And now that I'm healthy again, I get to join Bill once a week.
There you go. Back in the saddle again. Thank you, sir. Coming up next from Shooting News Weekly, Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.